room, we go right to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Jeff Money Taylor standing by at Oakland. Jeff, I appreciate your flexibility today. We've been sort of all over the place. We're kind of like Newt Galoosh on the mound.
Hats off to you guys. I mean, that's just a fantastic source of hope and just joy for a lot of youngsters. We had a young lady over a couple of weeks ago with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and she got to thrill the last time. Yes, got to meet Toby Keith and spent a race up with Frank in the announcer's booth and kind of mixed and mingled here in the press box a bit and other places around the racetrack. But a great cause, and you guys do super, super work.
Yes, well, on a little bit of a different note, but certainly headed towards kids, there are a lot of cool things for kids to see and do. I brought my youngsters over there for the first time the other day, and my little one was completely sold on the fun and enjoyment of Oaklawn, mostly with the food, but he liked to see the horses too, so it was a blast.
It is, and starting next month, the 15th, Rebel Day, we'll have the infield open every Saturday, weather permitting, with some kids' activities. That went over real big last year, the last couple of weeks, and we've expanded a little bit this year. And we get some of this fantastic spring weather like today in Arkansas, and it's a great day to spend with the family here at the racetrack.
I don't know if yesterday was an indication of things to come for Ryan Mallett, but the horse that was named in his honor had a big day. Came in first, 18-1 shot, paid $38 to win yesterday. And I also want to give a tip of the cap to a horse my wife and I have been following, mostly because of our love of the area in Mexico, but Cabo Time coming in the seventh race yesterday. I may or may not have won some money on that. Let's get to today's card because we're up against the top of the hour there, Money.
And, okay, we'll get through here pretty quickly. And double, challenging as always. We'll start in the opener with number 5, Daring Ride. No surprise here, 8 to 5 in the morning line. Will maybe even be shorter in price than that. Trained by Federico Velafranco, who's having a terrific meet. Looks head and shoulders above this group. Nice 5-length win last time. I think that filly wins right back. We'll also go to the number 5 in the second. That would be Barham. He'll also go favorite. One scratch of note in the second. Number 2, Cave, a horse I did like originally, has been scratched for those of you on your way, so you're going to have to redo a little bit of double action again. But 5-5, the double numbers today. Very short in price, but again, they look the part of favorites, each and every one of them. Let's move now to the featured eighth race on the day. Number 6, Even Song. A little bit more meat on the bone, as they say, as far as odds go. 9-2 in the line. Trained by Donnie Kayvon Himmel, who is still looking for his first win of the meet. That's not going to last very much longer, believe me, and we hope it ends that slump today with the 6-horse Even Song in the featured eighth. We'll go back to the third event of the afternoon for our Buzz Long Shot Play, a horse I'm really enthralled with. Number 8 in the third, Abby's My Daddy, 6-1 in the morning line. Very steady sort, tuned up sprinting last time out, much more effective around the ground, and that's what she goes today. So Abby's My Daddy, the 8-horse, is our Buzz Long Shot Play of the day in the third.
I would point out that Abby is an odd name for a daddy, but so be it. Yep. And then yesterday, your long shot, I think, came second.
Yeah, we had a good run yesterday, and as we kind of talked about going into the selections yesterday, Speed did enjoy the upper hand with that strong south wind, as we talked about. So no such win today, so expect an even racetrack for those of you en route.
Money, I appreciate it. Look forward to visiting with you tomorrow. We've got Oaklawn Race Day coming up at 11 o'clock, and we will take a look at the car. We'll recap the Southwest. We'll look ahead to the Rebel. And we'll talk about the big races for the weekend. So, Money, appreciate the time and look forward to visiting tomorrow.
We'll talk to you in the morning, Jonathan.
All right, buddy, thanks. That's Jeff Money Taylor from Oaklawn. And hello, lady. We are up against the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk to another person who has helped make the Make-A-Wish Wishathon a success. So our friends from the Courtyard will visit with Kristen here in just a little bit. So stay tuned. It's 11:58. We are up.